is a motivation and a debate now in the country that the current curriculum that we are applying is not responding to the challenges of Zimbabwe today. It is also motivated by the fact that in 1999, we launched a curriculum review process, which culminated what is commonly known as the Lamasaga Report, or the Commission of Inquiry into Education and Training. It had very far-reaching recommendations, which if we had applied at that time, Zimbabwe would be miles ahead in terms of human resources and in terms of technological advancement and many other things, including economic development.
Now, do you think that can happen, taking into account that at the end of the day, the country does not have money to implement some of these recommendations?
This is the dilemma, because it is the question of the chicken and egg. The country does not have money to implement a sound education system, but the country needs a sound education system in order for it to develop. So we are therefore saying, let us continue to have that. And in the manner in which we can implement, we try to implement those changes that do not need a lot of capital injection.